The Morning Jam with Janet Rose and Mark Lamb.
So I was saying on the air when we were having some phone trouble there that one of the things that we say on the show all the time is when it comes to what our children are struggling with right now, it's the moms and the parents who are having to step up and make a difference. And you are the mother of five, is that correct?
I am. I sure am. I actually was thinking last night, I've had a child in the Amherst County school system since 2002, and this is a scary thought, but I'm going to have one there until 2030.
Wow.
That's quite the stretch there. So
I'll tell you how old I am.
Well, it also lets you know how much you have invested into that school system, too.
Absolutely, for sure. I've been involved with from the elementary level all the way through having two graduates, and so what happens in the school system makes a big difference to my family as well as every other family here in Amherst County.
So tell us what it was that motivated you to run for school board.
Well, I've thought about it for a long time, and years ago I attempted to be appointed to the school board and was not chosen. And I think with the gap in education, especially, we're in year three now of COVID kind of messing up our school year. And with the education gap that we're seeing with our children right now, I never have felt it was more important to work to have our schools recover. We talk about our health and our families and, our family members recovering from COVID. But at this point, I think we're in a recovery stage in our school systems, and it's not going to be something we recover from quickly. And I think we need to have school board members who are completely on board for that recovery stage and just doing everything we can to help bridge that gap, because unfortunately I think we're going to see losses in education for years before our children bounce back from what they've lost.
Well, the past numbers were not good. There was a huge learning loss reflected in those 2021 numbers for sure.
Yes, it was staggering and very sad. And I've seen it in my own children, and I had a listening session last night with parents and, just people in our community, and every single person was just really saddened by their own children's scores. And, kids that normally are scoring in the 90th percentile across the board are, barely on grade level in some of their subjects.
So what are your biggest concerns? Now, some of the things that we're seeing with school boards across the country, and certainly in Virginia, is that you have a lot of school boards proposing new programs and programs that are addressing, critical race theory and the LGBTQ, non-binary pronouns. What are your thoughts on that as far as Amherst County goes?
Well, I think we got super caught up in transgender and possibilities of critical race theory being taught when we really should have been focused on, getting our kids back in the classroom. The equity lesson that was taught last year was not at all what people were afraid it was going to be, or it wasn't something that came down from the governor. It was literally written by people in our community who wanted, our children to think about other perspectives, not just their own. And, I want all children to kind of look at things from everyone else's perspective and not just their own perspective. But I don't think that we should get so caught up in debates like that when really we just need to focus on getting our kids back in the classroom and keeping them there.
One of the things that that we also had come up in the headlines was that the school system saying that their staff is exhausted. I mean, we're barely into the school year, and they're already burned out just from the COVID, and when we're online, nowhere in person. Yeah. And, what are your plans to try to help address those issues?
The expectation we have not only on our teachers, but our lunchroom workers and our school bus drivers and And frankly, even our administration, it's never been greater, just like it's never been greater on our healthcare workers or our small business owners. But so I think, you know, as parents and as school board members, we have to be their cheerleaders. Instead of making it more difficult for them to do their job, we need to make it easier. And I think it's important, you know, words of affirmation and encouragement and, you know, thank you goes a long way. And, you know, as a parent, I make sure that, you know, I'm constantly letting those people know how much I appreciate what they're doing. But as a school board, instead of, you know, just spending hours nitpicking small things or, you know, overanalyzing what's happening in the classroom and, you know, perfect terminology or just getting stuck on small stuff, we need to, you know, make sure that our teachers are equipped to be able to just teach and do what they love and make sure that, you know, we're doing everything we can to keep those long-standing teachers in their jobs and do whatever we can to keep them from getting burnout. And that means showing appreciation and again, making it easier on them and not harder. And, you know, I think because we sometimes get caught up in things that aren't really what's happening in the classroom, it means that, you know, our teachers and even our lunchroom workers, you know, our school bus drivers, just a big thank you and constantly letting them know how much we appreciate them. And, you know, I talked to one of the school principals a few weeks ago, and she told me her custodians still had not taken their week off that they normally take off for summer vacation because they had been so committed to making the school clean to get our children back in the schools. And, you know, a thank you to those folks just goes a real long way.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's so easy to be on guard right now when you look at things in the headlines. And I think you're right. I think it is important to let especially those really good teachers who are fighting the good fight to educate our children, let them know that they are appreciated. Yeah. We're talking with Lisi Fink. She's running for the school board in Amherst County. Lisi, if people want to find out more about what you stand for, what's the best way for them to get information?
I think up our Facebook page is probably a really good start. It's Lisi Fink for Amherst County School Board. And I'm hosting a listening session. I hosted one last night online. People don't need to leave their homes. I want to keep everyone safe. And, you know, I've been out in the public a whole lot, too. But just, you know, I've made my cell phone number public, and they can call me. They can attend one of the listening sessions. I'm pretty available, and I want to make myself available. I've been promoting the fact that I'm a leader who listens, and you guys know me well enough to know that I'm willing to sit down and talk about any of the tough stuff and even the things that, you know, you may think no one has heard you say. I want to hear those things. And so, yeah, just reach out to me.
Lisi, you have a unique name. Would you mind spelling it for us so people can get your Facebook page down?
Sure. It's L-E-E-C-Y, and the last name is Fink. It's F as in Frank, I-N-K.
Thank you so much.
There you go. Lisi, thanks for joining
us. Thank you, guys.
Good luck in running for the Amherst County School Board, and we appreciate you giving us your time this morning.
All right, you guys take care. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
It is 7:22 on the Morning Jam. We'll have a life hack coming at you here in just a little bit. Trey Watkins is en route. He says there's some fog out there.
Turn on the Morning Jam with Janet and Mark, 6 to 9 a.m.